Oh, right. Hello, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've had a good week or whatever. I'm coming at you today on a $20 lavalier microphone because my main one broke. But I was like, you know what? The show must go on, and I'll use any microphone I can in the meantime. So, I don't know. You probably can't even tell that much. But anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit today about the manosphere. Now, I talked about these people in the past, okay? I mostly talked about pickup artists, but I also talked a lot about MGTOW. Now, for those of you who don't know, MGTOW is basically it's basically feminism for men, is what it is. Okay, nothing wrong with the MGTOW philosophy of men going their own way. By definition, I am a MGTOW, and I'm not out here saying that you should or shouldn't get married or you should or shouldn't have children. I think there's a really interesting argument to be made for both sides, right? Devin Stack made a video years ago. The title of the video is No One Will Remember Carl. And I'd love to go over that video at some point because he makes the argument against MGTOW that, if you don't have a family, you'll just end up as, you'll basically end up rotting, and that, it's fun to, it's easy to say like, oh, I'll focus on my hobbies. I'll focus on the things that I want to do. But they get boring, they get old after a while. And I thought it was an interesting video. Not that I 100% agree with it, or that I have plans to get married, but it was an interesting, counter argument. But, the purpose of this video, it's not to talk about the merits of MGTOW or having a family. That's a serious topic, and I'm not going to get into it today. Because the MGTOW community I'm talking about, they don't talk about or talk, they don't talk about going MGTOW either, or the merits of MGTOW. The MGTOW community, for the most part, and the manosphere, for the most part, literally all they talk about is women. Women, 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 women. That's literally all of their content. And I remember back in the day, Undead Chronic and Hammerhand and all those guys, they used to go after the pickup artists because, they were like misrepresenting the red pill, man. The red pill's not meant to be about picking up women. It's meant to be about walking away from women and all this crap. And it's like literally every single one of the MGTOW channels, Sandman, Taylor the Fiend, and all of these guys, literally every video they made was about not wanting to be with women. And I said, righteously, that if the entirety of your thought process is, I don't want to be with women. Women are bad. If your entire life philosophy is complaining about women, then you're still just as much of a gynocentric simp as a pickup artist, because either way, they live rent-free in your head. Women live rent-free in your head if all you ever do is talk about women. And this mental gymnastics is exactly what I wanted to talk about today, because I left it alone. I said, you know what, these guys, they can't be saved. The manosphere can't be saved. But since I did that, it's gotten even worse. I just wanted to quickly go over this. I just wanted to quickly talk about this today. All right, so let's start off with the history of MGTOW, like the history of the MGTOW community. So it used to be guys like Hammerhand, and there was a whole bunch of these guys, Venge, MGTOW, and all these dudes who they would mostly sit in their cars. I think Sydney MGTOW was another one. It was mostly guys who just sat in their car in their living room, and they talked about how they're swearing off of women. They're walking away from women. And we used to joke that it's not men going their own way, it's men sent their own way, because if these guys went on Tinder, they would all get BTFO'd because they're all 40 plus men that are old and broken and hateful and balding. It's basically, MGTOW is the divorced dads club. So, they sort of became like a little bit of a meme. But at least for the most part, it was just guys giving their opinion. It was just guys letting off steam and talking about how the divorce laws are wrong and everything. It wasn't that bad. And of course, keep in mind that these early channels were before Instagram and TikTok, really became a thing, all right? The early MGTOWs were from back in like the early YouTube days. But since TikTok and Instagram have become, major things now, the whole MGTOW scene is made up of these TikTok reaction videos. Now, to paint you a picture of what this is, I don't know where these guys get these videos from, but they have this, like, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of these kayfabe videos of these women that'll come on to, Instagram or TikTok or wherever they get these videos from, and they'll do the whole like fake crying. They call it engagement farming, where these like OF girls will come on and they'll do like fake crying about having been dumped by their boyfriend, deliberately to attract the piranha of like, the lowest rungs of masculinity into the comment section to boost their engagement. That's what these women are doing. And these MGTOW channels like Manosphere and Men Only, they will react to it like it's real, like it's not kayfabe, like it's not just engagement farming. They'll react to it like this really is just some 32-year-old OF girl crying over having been dumped, And the guys in the comment section eat it up. It's amazing. I was blown away when I discovered this phenomenon.
I have devastating news for the women out there.
They are crying because we have walked away and want to know why we no longer date them.
Why American men don't want to date American women anymore.
All right, ladies, let's talk about why men do not court anymore.
Guys, what happened to men being hunters?
What happened is men got tired of the games and collectively decided to quit.
So, over 60% of Gen Z men are single, and intimacy is at a 30-year low across both genders.
Despite this, they continue to blame men for what they caused in the desperate attempt to get us to change our minds.
Actually, no. The men stopped dating because girls like you aren't loyal anymore, and they started to realize they're wasting their time trying to make relationships work with girls that ultimately didn't care about them. And now it's ruined everything, even for good girls like me.
The only way men would even consider changing their minds is if you first changed your behavior, then changed divorce and family laws. Until then, we will enjoy our lives and not look back. Remember, you brought this upon yourselves.
All right, so the first thing I want you to pay attention to is the amount of cope coming from these guys. Like the whole, like, women all over the world are crying because men are going their own way. They're having emotional breakdowns, and they always show a certain type of girl. Like I said, OF social media type girls. I hate to give Destiny a positive quote, but even Destiny said that, like, if every woman was like the type of woman on Fresh and Fit, then he too would be a red pillar. I mean, I'm not going to get into percentages, but that's a niche, right? Like, most women that you meet aren't like that. But these guys, that's all they focus on. So it becomes a vicious cycle where they have this, like, obsession with these, like, snow bunny social media type girls. And, yeah, then they get all butthurt when those very same women, turn out to be materialistic and, don't make for good relationships. It's like, you can complain all you want, but there comes a threshold where it becomes a skill issue.
Fellas, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're tackling a hot-button issue. Modern women are out to end men going their own way, and it backfires. We'll explore the attempts to challenge the men going their own way movement, how it's backfired, and the ripple effects this is having on the dating world.
Okay, first of all, the men going their own way movement has nothing to do with the dating scene, all right? Women have never heard of MGTOW, nor do they care. So that's just a cope right then and there. But the second thing I wanted to say about these channels is, like I said before, it used to be like guys speaking in their cars, but now it's just like AI. You know what I mean? Like, it used to be like real guys giving their opinions, but now it just... every one of these videos starts off with one of those kayfabe, e-girls just like saying unbearable things. And then some AI comes along and debunks them and talks about how men are winning. And these videos get tens of thousands of views. And I said the last time I talked about it, that if there's anyone listening to this that's like a neat or whatever, who's got lots of time on their hands and wants to make a quick buck, you should start your own like AI grift MGTOW channel. Like, why not? That money should be in our pockets, all right? Not their pockets, all right? I don't know who runs these AI channels, but, they're just collecting ad revenue. They're not even scamming in people. They're just collecting ad revenue off of coping red pillars. Like, we should get in on the grift, okay? We should put the money in our pockets. So All you have to do is like find where these guys get these videos from, and then just, you know, play a clip of a girl being unbearable for a minute. You know, some e-girl who's probably just engagement farming, you know, to make people mad. And then just pretend like you're outraged by how stupid what she just said was. And, you know, add a bunch of MGTOW cope to it, and you'll make money from ad revenue.
I was literally at the gym, right? Instagramming what gym in Miami. I was working out with my friend, whatever, in the leg curl right next to the water fountain at the gym, right? There was this Hercules looking man at the gym. Didn't think anything of it. We made eye contact once, but I was like, that's probably not even with me. Then I see Hercules looking man goes to drink water. I'm not going to think anything of it. We're just working out. I was focused on my thing. And when you get off the leg curl right next to the water fountain, you look towards the water pump station. So then Hercules looking man is drinking his water. Mind you, I'm just standing there waiting for my friend to finish his set. He looks my way and we make eye contact and I'm like, oh my God. And then, you know, when people, when you see the initiative of people wanting to start a conversation, and I see this and I turn around because I got overwhelmed. I literally turn around and go like, and I go like this. Like just looking at the run at the gym. And then I realized in my head what I was doing. I was like, there's no way I just did that. I turn around and I look, and this man is leaving the gym, leaving the premises. I felt so bad, so bad. Mind you, I have not seen this man since. Could have been my husband, but I got overwhelmed and I looked the other way. You know, every opportunity I've had, I just look away and I get overwhelmed. So at this point, I don't even know what's gonna happen, bro. Pray for me. This is my rant of the day. Bye. Peace.
So let me get this straight. She made eye contact with a guy at the gym. She thought, maybe he could be my future husband. But when he didn't approach her, now she's mad. Wait, wasn't it women saying they don't want to be approached in the gym? Wasn't it women making videos about creepy guys glancing in their direction? Wasn't it women saying the gym isn't a dating site? But now, when the right guy doesn't come up to her, suddenly it's a problem? This is the exact reason men have checked out. They've been told for years to leave women alone at the gym, to respect their space, to stop assuming women want attention. So men listened. They stopped looking, stopped talking, stopped approaching.
So yeah, that's all you have to do to, like, you know, get these guys addicted to anger is just find some clip of some, you know, fish lip OnlyFans girl and just like play clips of her being unbearable and, you know, in her car and, you know, play on the insecure, not the insecurity, but the ego of these guys. Like, huh, oh yeah, so some hot guy, you know, looked at you at the gym. Well, guess what? I am that hot guy and we're walking away from you and you're going to end up an old cat lady crying. This is what you deserve. You know, that's all you have to do to get under these guys' skin is just like play into their cope and insecurity. This is my role, okay? This is my role. Being jealous and mean-spirited, these are all very bad emotions, and, you know, you should try to minimize them if you find yourself feeling them. However, there's no fault in bullying a bully, all right? You should never be a bully, all right? For most of my life, I've always perceived myself, maybe as a little bit of a cope, but I've always perceived myself as being someone who stands up for the person being bullied, right? But what I was going to say is that you should never feel bad about bullying a bully. Never feel bad about being mean-spirited towards mean-spirited people. And these MGTOW guys, they can be some mean-spirited kids, man. Like, you know, they're constantly posting, you know, videos of women crying in the thumbnail and, you know, women are terrified of men walking away. It's all a revenge fantasy. That's what it is. And of course it's a cope. It's not like women really are having... Look, obviously there are women out there that are struggling, but it's like, you know, first of all, you, the MGTOW, had nothing to do with that. If a woman out there is like sad about a divorce, it's probably got nothing to do with you. And, you know, there's three sides to every story, okay? There's her side, his side, and then there's the truth, okay? So yeah, it may come across as being a little bit mean-spirited, dunking on these MGTOWs, but they deserve it, okay? A lot of them deserve it. Not all MGTOWs, but the ones that get off on these videos, I don't feel bad about what I say, all right? The other point that I wanted to kind of go over in this video, the other sort of like aspect of this that I wanted to talk a little bit about is is pattern recognition, all right, and taking responsibility. Now, every now and then, you'll see these stories. What you're looking at is War Machine and his girlfriend, Christy Mack, when they were together. Now, for those of you who don't know, War Machine was this, like, violent sociopath that beat his girlfriend, Christy Mack, within an inch of her life, basically, because he was jealous that she had gotten, like, he was just a violent sociopath regardless, right? He'd already been to jail several times. He was a freak, all right? Now, I know that this is, like, shaky moral ground or whatever. I know that what I'm about to say could easily be construed as, like, you know, victim blaming or whatever. And I'm not, okay? Guys like War Machine, they belong in a wood chipper, okay? straight up. But sometimes, you know, you'll see these girls that get involved in these abusive relationships, especially consecutive abusive relationships, right? And, you know, they'll say, oh, he was so nice when we met or whatever. But there comes a point where you sort of, again, especially if they've been in multiple of these relationships, you know, where the guy's abusive, there sort of gets to a point where you're like, look, okay, listen, there does come a point where it's like, you know, your ability to pick men has become a skill issue on your part, okay? Not excusing what he did. It's just, you know, there comes a threshold where, especially if it's like multiple guys, right? Like if it's just one bad boyfriend, then it's like, all right, maybe, you know, you were young, you didn't know or whatever. But when it's like, oh yeah, you know, my ex-boyfriend was abusive, but this new guy that I'm dating, this new guy, he's also a bad boy because, you know, I love bad boys, but he's not like the others, all right? You know, he's on parole and he's really trying to get his life together. You know, it just comes a point where it's like, listen, okay, you need to take some responsibility. There is no excuse for what these guys do, but it's a skill issue on your part as well. Just saying, all right? And I feel like it's the same with these MGTOW guys, all right? You know, they're always ranting and raving about divorce laws and this and that and what have you, and, oh, they go on and on and on, you know. Hammerhand back in the day used to do it. But, you know, there just comes a point where it's like, listen, dude, take some responsibility, okay? You chose to get married, you chose to have children. Like, I'm 38 years old and I live in a country where I'm sure has, you know, gynocentric divorce laws. But I'm not going through a divorce right now. I'm not paying alimony. It's not because I couldn't, you know, get a girl or whatever when I was younger. It's not like I couldn't get one now. I don't know. There's a lot of victim card stuff. There's a lot of, you know, these guys often, these red pill guys, they're often very big on self-improvement, you know, walk away from women, hold your head up high, you know, blah, 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 this and that. They love the aesthetic of male confidence, but they don't seem to take a lot of responsibility, you know, for a group of guys that are constantly bragging each other up, like, you know, becoming alpha males and sigma males and everything, and don't give women your attention. Yeah, you know, cool, I'm for that, but, like, there seems to be a lack of accountability on these guys' parts, you know. In fact, there's an expat channel I watch, and I actually like this guy's videos. He makes a lot of good videos, and, you know, he's not too bad, but, you know, he made a couple of videos that really kind of highlighted the delusions and arrogance of some of these, men that travel overseas to, you know, the Philippines and whatnot. So he's an expat living in the Philippines, right? Like, he's, you know, he's married to a Filipina and they have kids together. And he made a bunch of videos where he talked about how some women in the rural parts of the Philippines will marry a foreigner and they will become overly expectant that he pays for them and their families, you know, like that he will fork over a lot of money. And he's complaining about it and everything. And it's like, bro, you know, you need to step back a little bit, bro. You're like a 55-year-old British dude who's married to, like, a, you know, who's one of many men in that area going after 20-something-year-old Filipinas to have kids with. And, like, you're complaining that, you know, for them a big part of the deal is the finances. Like, these guys, man, a lot of them just don't want to take responsibility for their situation. They have a victim card. They don't realize how, to a large extent, they are the authors of their problems with women. In fact, when I was in Thailand last year, which I'll be going back to very shortly. I can't wait to go back to Thailand. When I was in Bangkok in 2024, you know, I saw thousands and thousands of young, ordinary, attractive Thai girls just walking the streets of Bangkok, all right? Because the thing about Bangkok is that it's actually quite a Western city. It's not, for those of you that have been there in the last 10 years, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, especially like the area that I was in. Because I just come from Laos, which is, you know, a neighboring country, and Laos is like 50 years behind. So is Vietnam, honestly. Like, Vietnam and Laos are 50 years behind where Thailand is. Thailand's basically almost at China levels, at least, you know, the major cities are. They're very developed. All right, way more so than I was expecting. But anyway, you know, you walk the streets of Bangkok, and there's tens of thousands of young, attractive women, all right, and they're not, you know, any sort of negative stereotype of Thai women. They're actual women, and they're just normal, right? They're kind of like what Western women were 30 years ago, all right? They're not like, you know, they're not satanic, you know, Botox, OnlyFans, nothing like that. They're just ordinary Western-style women without, you know, without the degeneracy attached to it, right? And when I was in Thailand, I saw a few passport bros. You guys know who the passport bros are, right? Well, when I was in Thailand, I saw just a few passport bros, and they were holding hands with women. And the girls that they were holding hands with were like dolled up, you know, face full of makeup, the most gold diggery, materialistic women you could possibly find, right? And you know, these passport bros would go on and on and on about, you know, I'm going to go to Thailand and find a traditional girl. And then, you know, meanwhile, 2 months later, you bump into them at Sukhumvit Mall, and they're, you know, they're taking some girl shopping. It's like, you know, that same guy will get in an airplane and fly back to the United States and go on YouTube and rant and rave about how, like, oh, you know, those Thai women, man, they just want your money, man. They just want your money, bros. Protect your money, man. Don't go to Thailand. And it's, you know, it's like, you know, I met a lovely girl in Thailand. She's a she's an air traffic controller wanting to become a flight attendant. And yeah, I almost had to like just about manhandle her into letting me pay for anything, but it was impossible. You know, even a drink, even like a bottle of water. You know, when we're walking down the street on a hot day, and you know, I'd walk in and I would offer to buy her a drink, she would immediately like shut me down and like immediately go and grab a drink herself and pay for it. But anyway, that's got nothing really to do with the video that I'm making today. The point is, these Manosphere guys, these MGTOWs, Red Pillars, Passport Bros, the whole club of these guys, you know, they have a victim's complex that, you know, they're so hard done by, you know, the Bitter Divorced Dads Club. But it's also combined with this like galaxy-sized cope that like women are mad that so many men are going MGTOW. It's just this weird combination of like egocentrism, but also being a victim at the same time. They have a victim's complex combined with like a massive ego, and it's very sad. It's very sad that, you know, they spend their whole lives trapped like this. I say it's sad, but I also say that, like, you may as well grift them. So I'm going to contradict myself a bit there. But anyway, the point is, like, can you imagine, right? Because I'm planning on leaving the West again soon myself. Can you imagine if I'm like, oh, man, these women here in Brisbane, man, they're gonna pay deeply for how they treated me, man, because I'm going overseas, bro, and they're going to wind up as crazy old cat ladies. Ha ha, women of Australia, I'm leaving forever. Oh, you're going to be so mad. You know, can you imagine if I spoke like that? Oh, God. What are you going to do with these guys?